The first Paul, reclaiming the radical visionary behind the church's conservative icon. By Marcus J. Borg and John Dominic Crossan. Narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2009 by Marcus J. Borg and John Dominic Crossan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harper One, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Paul, Appealing or Appalling. Paul is second only to Jesus as the most important person in the origins of Christianity. Yet he is not universally well-regarded, even among Christians. Some find him appealing, and others find him appalling. Some aren't sure what to think of him, and others know little about him. The cover of Newsweek for May 6, 2002 asked, "What would Jesus do?" The story inside referred to Paul as well, citing passages attributed to him on slavery, anti-Semitism, misogyny, and heterosexism. The biblical defense of slavery is, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart as you obey Christ," writes St. Paul. Anti-Semitism was long justified by passages like this one from 1 Thessalonians, "The Jews killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and the subjugation of women had a foundation in 1 Timothy. As in all the churches of the saints, women should be silent in the churches. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church."